Governor Pat McCrory has signed the last bill remaining on his desk into law. It allows jails and prisons to sell e-cigarettes to inmates. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports North Carolina sheriffs advocated for the change.
A tax law passed earlier this year also added e-cigarettes to the ban on smoking in prisons and jails. The restriction was set to take effect in December, but there was one problem. Sheriffs who operate county jails want prisoners to have access to the devices.
The e-cigarettes are cheaper than the nicotine withdrawal patches some inmates get and need.
Eddie Caldwell is the North Carolina Sheriffs Association lobbyist.
A lot of inmates are in for a short period of time, so there's really not enough time to put them in a program.
Caldwell says new plastic versions of the device are harder to sharpen and make into weapons. He also says once inmates have the devices, it gives correctional officers another means of punishment. They can take them away. The Center for Tobacco Research and Intervention reports 75% to 80% of inmates smoke when they go into prison. The new law was part of a larger technical corrections bill, which otherwise contains mostly minor wording changes to existing laws. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.